Here we're going to try to keep this short and consistent as possible. What we're going to try to do here is a black and white image, and we're going to try to make it so we can add some color to it and just try to understand what it might have looked like when it had color. So I'm just going to walk you through here. I'm just going to normally I just select it and copy it and paste it to a new layer. The reason for that is if I was on the background layer, I try to make changes, like delete that out or whatever. I'm not even on the active layer right now, but if I was in the background layer, it leaves a white background, which I don't want to do that. So if you see what happens on the new layer, it leaves a clear background. And so that leaves us with just layers with transparent backgrounds, and I prefer that. So may have to do with how I open it or whatever, but let's just keep working forward here. So let's just create a few copies of this. And the bottommost is normally the one that you see the least, so if we were working on this, you would be seeing this layer right now. I'm turning those off so we can only see the bottom. And what we're going to do is we're just going to mess around with the filter and the colors. So filter pack is a way of kind of adjusting the colors for the whole entire image. And I like to go with yellow, red, I think that's enough right there. Trying to get like a peach tone, a skin tone. So it's just a way of getting there. You can see from the preview what you think you might prefer. I might want to go back here and see if there's any kind of adjustments I can make. Maybe I should lighten it. Let's just see where it's at. So we do kind of have like a normal skin tone here. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of break this into pieces. You know, like the shirt, the eyes, the hair. That's kind of how I like to work on it. And so these extra layers, they're not really a good base because of where we are right now. So I'm just going to duplicate off of this one and make a few adjustments here. So the topmost is what we're currently seeing. And let's say we want to work on the hair, for instance. Let's just go here. We're just going to select something over here. And I like to use a feather edge. So that will let me kind of let it blend together. Going around, clicking just around the hair primarily. That's the area I want to affect. You can adjust the feather edge I was talking about a minute ago, and that could make this look a little bit better as well. But what you're going to see here is we're just going to kind of remove the hair from the head. We're going to overlay it in exactly where it's at. So this layer is going to be sitting right on top of the previous layer. No one's going to be able to tell that this hair was separated. And that's the whole point of doing this. So cut it out, paste it. Boom. So if we scrap the old layer, it really won't affect anything. We can see that the hair is just right there. Now let's just go back to our filter pack. It's going to have the previous settings saved here. Let's click on reset. And I try to figure out what I think the hair should probably get closer to. Maybe a brownish color. See, that looks kind of a little bit browner. Saturation, a little bit darker. Value, a little bit darker. And that gives me a nice dark brown here. So it gives it kind of more of a realistic view there. Now, you can see that you can see this browning around the outside. If I would have went in a little bit finer, I would have just zoomed in some. Now I could have done a little bit better around the edges. But this is just to give you a feel for how easy it is. So we could use this one, or we could use the bottom. I think it's better to use this bottom one here to get the shirt to change color. And the easy way of doing this is just clicking like we did before. Same method, just clicking around the shirt and using our filter pack and separating the shirt as a layer. And so this is just a very easy approach to messing around and getting GIMP to do what you want it to do. It's not as effective as Photoshop, but it's free, and anyone that wants to learn this can easily do it. And so when I get done, since I'm not so zoomed in, I'll probably crop it This is a photo of someone I don't even know who this person is. They're supposedly in one of the parts of my family. But I thought it was kind of cool. I'd take some of the black and white photos and just mess around with them. And maybe this tutorial will help somebody out there that's interested in doing this as well. So let's get the filter here. We'll reset it. Now, we don't know what color the shirt was. I have no clue. But I can use my imagination and say, you know, maybe it was red, maybe it was blue. I'm not really all too sure. No, that's not really a good boy shirt, though, right there. So, I think I like this bluer. I don't like those colors there. Darker. This little thumbnail is all I get here. So, let's see what we think. And now what we'll do is we'll turn on the previous, and we can also, if we want to, since we know that this is just working as a layer, it's just overlapping, we could just zoom in and just delete these little pieces here with the mouse and the eraser, you know, change the scale of the eraser, and then just kind of, you know, do a little bit of fixing up here. I think I accidentally messed that up a little right there, but. Yeah, just going around and cleaning it up and getting a better view. And now you got a blue shirt. And this person, if we go back and we take a look at the original, you know, this is kind of like what our idea is, what it may look like. But the original looked completely different, just in the black and white there. And so we're really bringing it into true color as to what we think this person may have actually looked like if it would have been, you know, during our time. And what's even cooler is that, you know, you can't see this background right now, but I like taking the eyes and cleaning those up, zooming into them, and then going with a lasso here and going around the eyes. Straighten that up a little. And forgive me if I'm a little off here because I'm on a laptop, not using the mouse. I'm a little bit more precise with that. Alright, and we're going to do this eye over here as well. You can hold shift, and that's to add. So I just hold shift at the beginning, and it knows that this next one, we're going to complete the loop to add it to the previous selection. And you could do this independently, you know, on a different layer or something like that. I just cut the eyes out. If it was me, I wouldn't use the color. I stick with the black and white, and you're not currently seeing what's going on, but it's working from the black and white layer right here. So it's working from this layer here. I'm gonna copy, paste, that's on its own layer here. So the eyes just became a lot sharper, in my opinion. And also what we can do here is we can also take this tool, and we can try to see if we can make some adjustments to the color of the eyes. Again, I just used the circle selection. I'm holding shift, and this will let me select over here. So I'm adjusting the shape there. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to copy and paste again because we want to use just the eyes, and this gives us just that, the eyes there. And so the reason for that is because we do have some of the edge here, so we're going to have to erase that when we're doing effect on it. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about here in a couple seconds. So we're going to go to our filter pack, reset, hue, and we can kind of see the eyes. It's a very small thumbnail. I wish there was a way I could make these look bigger here, but you'll see what we're driving at here in just a second. And let's see if there's any kind of tweaking. I think I like a darker eye. I'm very big on contrast. So we got these nice blue eyes now, and surprisingly we don't really see it too much, but a lot of times if you don't do this right, you'll see like the edge of the eye, it will show up, but I guess here it doesn't really matter. Kind of surprised at that, but it works, so I'm not going to question it. But normally it's just the edge here will turn blue like the eye. And let's actually just take a look here. I'm just kind of skeptical. Oh, that's because of how I cut it out before. That's why I didn't color the edge. I cut out just the white with the eye. So that gives us a nice blue true color. And let's just zoom out. So this is what this kid could have looked like. And this is a cropping tool. We're just going to go through and crop it here. And boom, we're done. We could say this is a JPEG. We could mess around with the eyes. And this just gives you a really good feel for how we could colorize images. Of course, you know, like I said before, you know, I didn't go through and fine-tune around the edges here, but it's a very quick way of getting from a black and white to a color image. I hope this has been helpful to some of you out there, and yeah, keep on going.